It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're snacking on anything but tasty cake, you're making a huge Miss Cake. A fistful of chocolate-covered raisins? Miss Cake. A spoonful of peanut butter? Bigger Miss Cake. Or the worst Miss Cake of all, your kid's Halloween candy, and it's April. If it's not tasty cake, it's a Miss Cake. Because nothing satisfies like a perfectly sweet butterscotch crimpet or rich and creamy chocolate peanut butter candy cake. Tasty cake. Accept no substitutes.
Hey, hey, you're listening to the Pop Shop Podcast, but not just any episode of the Pop Shop Podcast, the headliner interview. Every Thursday, this is where I sit down and talk with an interesting voice in music. My name's Chris Payne. I'm a staff writer at Billboard. I host the headliner interview every week, and today my guest is a band you just heard at the top of the show as this podcast opened. They're called Against the Current. They're a three-piece pop rock band from Poughkeepsie, New York. Pop rock, you call them, a little pop punk in there, some electro, some just straight-up pop. You'll hear more of their sound as we go on, but most important, you'll hear from them. They got noticed on YouTube. All of a sudden, their videos were getting played in classrooms in their high school. Not that long after that, they were playing to huge crowds in not just America, but places like Japan, all over the world. They're all in their very early 20s. They went full-time with this band right out of high school. They got signed by Atlantic, Fueled by Ramen Records, like bands like Fall Out Boy, Paramore, Panic at the Disco before them. So if you like that stuff, get familiar with these guys. Maybe you already are, then get more familiar. So before I turn it over to the interview, reminder, subscribe to the Pop Shop Podcast on iTunes. Get every episode for free automatically. And give us a star rating and feedback. It helps a lot. So here it is, headliner interview with Against the Current.
Is this paradise or a darker side? Can decoded lips.
Against the Current, Billboard Studio. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
This is a full band's podcast, so I'll just go around and introduce everybody so we know who's speaking. On my left here, that doesn't matter to you if you're listening, but this is Dan, who plays guitar.
Hey.
And Chrissy. Left.
Hi. I think it'll be pretty easy for them to know which one my voice is. You know?
But for the record, Chrissy's voice, who also sings and does other things.
Hey guys, it's Dan.
Hey, it's Dan. Play guitar.
And big welcome to Will the drummer.
Thank you. This is me.
I am Will.
I don't think we've ever podcasted.
This is the first podcast?
Yeah.
I podcasted once.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I guess
I don't want to lie.
I mean, really, on this end of things, radio is the same thing.
What was the podcast?
It was Bo Boken's podcast. So it was he brought it to our bus. So in the back lounge. Yeah.
Okay. And you were just quoting This American Life before we started.
This American Life so much. Okay. My favorite podcast. I don't care what they're talking about, I'll listen to it. It's always interesting.
So you can be like the band, the spirit guide through the podcast.
Yeah, I got you guys, don't worry.
Chat about some Against the Current items. The debut album came out back in May on Fueled by Ramen.
Yeah.
Were you guys fans of Fueled by Ramen growing up?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the bands were like pretty big influences for us, I think.
Yeah, and they're one of the, I want to say the few, because I don't want to, if I'm missing someone, but I would go as far as to say, like, the only label that actually has, like, its own brand on top of it, like, at least the most well-known one. So it's just, like, people knew the name Fueled by Ramen, like, independently of knowing the artists on it, and, like, knew the artists, and then knew that they were Fueled by Ramen artists, so.
Yeah.
Which was pretty cool, so.
They always seem to bring the world, like, these bands that were at, like, the forefront of something new and different, no matter what it is, like, the whole, like, the pop rock scene, you know, with, like, Academy Is and bands like that. Those are all huge, and Panic, that also changed, you know, that scene forever too. So it's really cool. They've always had amazing artists, so it's hard not to be inspired.
Yeah. Any other faves? You mentioned Academy Is and Panic.
Yeah. I mean,
any other formative, important albums for you guys?
I mean, obviously the
Fall Out Boy,
Paramore ones.
Yeah, Paramore. Yeah. Riot was like a big one for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A Fever You Can't Sweat Out was definitely huge, just because that was like a whole new world of like production for a pop rock band. That opened up a whole new world. It's like, oh, we can use strings and pianos and all this stuff. So that was really cool. Sure.
Yeah.
And I think, like, even live, like, the way, like, I interviewed them once and they talked about how there was, like, sort of a stigma with playing with backing tracks to recreate all of what they did on that album, and they definitely normalized a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, I always kind of, yeah, that's always like a tough situation, because especially as a fan, I mean, you want to go see it and hear it the way it is on, like, you know, the album. And a lot of bands, yeah, they would get out there and then it's missing all these really important elements on the record. And they had all that live, which was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so we're talking about early days. It's obvious because of your age that you formed while you were still in school, but did you guys all go to school together in Poughkeepsie?
Me and Will have been going to school together since third grade, I think. Yeah. And all the way through high
going
school.
Going steady in school.
Yeah.
And then Chrissy went to a different school. She's from New Jersey.
I'm from New Jersey.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All-girls school.
I went to an all-girls high school.
Oh, where at? Because I'm from New Jersey, too.
I wore a kilt. I went to Immaculate Heart Academy.
Where is that?
Bergen County.
Oh, okay. So, like, north.
I'm literally, like, it took me 40 minutes to get in here today.
Oh, yeah. I'm from Woodbridge.
Yeah.
It takes 40 minutes
also Jersey,
on
man.
The train.
I love it. Everyone's just always, like, the first time, actually, we went into Fueled by Ramen, we were doing, like, before we signed, like, when we met everybody for the first time, we, like, went in, and we were just, like, in a room, like, posted up for the day, and, like, different departments would come in and introduce themselves, and, like, everyone that came in would, like, ask where we're from, and, like, the guys would say it, and then I'd be like, I'm from New Jersey, and in every group of people, someone would be like,
"Oh, where
we're in Jersey?"
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And it was becoming a joke by the end of the day, but it was good. I like New Jersey. So that's my story.
So how did Poughkeepsie and New Jersey come together?
Just through a mutual friend. All right. One day they were just like, "Well, me and Will have been in bands like since third or fourth grade."
I can take you through the real chain. Okay. The real chain.
No, and then we were looking for a singer at the time, and we had a mutual friend of Chrissy's who was like, "Oh, this girl's great." And then we met, and then we tried a few songs.
Actually,
you just make it too black,
like,
and white.
I would like to clarify. I would like to clarify that the reason that so Dan and I met first. The reason that Dan and I met is because I was Skyping or no, iChatting with our mutual friend who's also named Dan, conveniently. And Dan Gao, this Dan, wanted to listen to the new Cash Cash record with him. And so he was like, he asked the other Dan to give, like, for him to give, him my iMessage account so he could message me and tell me to get off iChat with Dan so he could listen to the new Cash Cash record with him.
Yeah.
And that's how I met Dan, telling him, like him telling me to get off my video chat.
I need to listen to Jersey Girl.
Yeah.
Is that the song?
I think that was the record.
Yeah, it definitely was.
It was that record.
For sure.
Yeah, we like to dissect it because they always had really funny harmonies.
Yeah.
And it was always a good time.
A lot of musical humor.
Yeah.
Have you guys covered that one yet?
No.
We haven't.
That would be funny, though.
It's on the list of things to do.
Because covers were, seems like, a big part of you guys getting noticed, right? And lots of videos too.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
we love to
we just
kind of
fell into it. It was never like our intention.
Yeah, we didn't mean to do it, really. I mean, we did like one, and we didn't have like plans of like, oh, we should. We never like sat down. And we're like, we should do covers.
Yeah, because we're always writing original music, and that was always the goal. We never even thought about covers, really.
Yeah, but then like we started doing them, and like we did one, and it just like because we wanted a way to connect with people who wouldn't necessarily listen to our original song first. And so we were like thinking like, oh, we can cover a song that other people, you know, already know, and they'll be more willing to hear that. And it just went over so well that we kept doing it, and it got us a global fan base like instantly, which was crazy.
Yeah, how do you, from your vantage point, how do you even process that, like what you just said, getting a global fan base instantly?
It was insane. We were still crazy. In high school. Yeah. Like, yeah. I remember like kids were finding our videos and like showing them to like teachers and stuff.
Oh god, it was, and like, so we terrible.
Just walk into a class and like you see like our video playing and because that's like a million views or something. Everyone's like, whoa, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I walked past like a science lab once with a teacher I didn't know and like a class from a different grade, and they were like playing one of my videos like in the dark with the projector on, and I was just like,
wow, that's big.
Yeah, it gets weird.
That's
yeah,
big.
Yeah, it got weird. There was actually one time where we like had like this, we did the cover, a collab with this guy Kurt Schneider for the song Beauty and a Beast. Beauty and a Beat, my bad.
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty, yeah. And Beauty and the Beat, the Bass, the Boop, the Boop. Yeah, that one. But by Justin Bieber. And we did that cover, and it got like, it got like 8 million in like the first week or something, and like went on to like the front page of YouTube, like when YouTube like still had like this, that front page set up, and like it was crazy. And I went into school the next day, and everyone was like coming up to me, and like I wasn't like, it's not that I didn't have friends in high school. I just didn't talk to a lot of people. Like, I chose not to talk to a lot of people. And, like, so many people were coming up to me that day. And they're like, oh, my God. Remember, it's an all-girl school. In Jersey.
This is accurate.
All-girl school in northern New Jersey. Oh, my God, Chrissy. I saw your video on YouTube last night. That's so cool. I didn't know you did that. And I was just like...
Are those boys in the video?
Yeah. Like, you're in a band? Like, what's that? Like, do you guys like play show? And like they would ask me these questions, and I'd just be like, "No, we don't play shows. Like, no, like we just, you know, yeah, keep it simple."
But on a global level, I mean, it just instantly we're getting all these messages. You know, like our comments are flooded with like, you know, come to this place, come to this place. And I mean, that was just crazy. It's just like we've probably played a handful of shows even in our hometown, let alone going to like Asia, you know, Southeast Asia. So that was crazy. And we went there soon after, pretty much right out of high school.
We had one EP out. We had like four songs out, and we were playing to like 1,000 kids in Asia at shows, and it was just like, what is going on?
And they were all familiar.
They knew.
I mean, there are shows. Yeah,
they were co-headliners. So yeah.
And you just played in Asia recently, right?
Yeah. We went back for the third time.
What are those shows like compared to playing here, like playing Warped Tour?
They're louder and quieter. Yeah. You know, it's funny that they are.
Yeah. They go crazy during the songs, but they're very respectful. So every single country's different. But yeah, they just like dead silent as soon as you stop playing. And
the applause doesn't last very long.
They're very devoted. They always find our hotels. They always find when we're coming in the airport.
They definitely think we're a lot cooler than we actually are.
Yeah,
that's what it is. You know,
yeah,
it's like, I think you're mistaken. Are you looking for like Justin Bieber or someone?
Yeah,
no, but I mean, they're great. I mean, they've been there since day one, and you know, waited until we could actually get over there and brought us.
Yeah, it's always really special going over there because you never really go more than once a year or once every 2 years. Yeah. So it's like when you go, they're very excited, and then the U.S. it's like we'll be on tour in the U.S. like three times a year.
Yeah, and grateful. They're super respectful and appreciative. I mean, like, that's part of their culture. Especially, like, our Japanese fans don't speak English primarily. Like, most of the other countries, like, have some kind of, like, a lot of, like, English is taught in a lot of schools. And in Japan, it's not like that. And they'll still, like, they will, like, translate a sentence before coming to, like, say, like, thank you for coming to our country. And it's like, you're welcome. Thanks for coming to our show. Like, seriously.
It's always crazy. It's just like, we speak different languages.
Yeah.
Like, you probably don't even know what we're saying most of the time. That's crazy. You're still at the show. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's amazing. If they can't understand the lyrics when they're first hearing these songs, there must be other things that they're catching on to, just like the presentation of the videos or just how the music sounds.
It's so true. Yeah.
The vibe you give off.
Yeah, for sure.
Hope so.
Let's drop in some of the music from the album. Let's do Forget Me Now.
Drag it in.
Can you put me on a list tonight? And by the way, I got this clothing line. Try to talk like we're old friends, but you don't even know who I am. I'm looking down from the sky, dancing on the moonlight. Can you see my name in the stars? Yeah.
So with Forget Me Now, I pick up on this vibe listening to the lyrics across the album. I think a lot of it is about like being in touch with your hometown and people you grew up with and vantage point you're at now, thinking back. Would you say that's accurate?
I mean, there's definitely some vibes like that. It's kind of like how you interpret it in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You know, I think the three of us interpret it in different ways when it comes to a lot of songs. But I mean, obviously, where we come from is really important, especially just in more of the sense of like, you know, we sat in my basement for years just learning how to write songs.
Yeah.
So in that sense, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
And what about in the lyrics of Forget Me Now?
So Forget Me Now is kind of about, it's like kind of about that situation that I was saying before, like in high school, you know, just all these people that wouldn't really like even take a second glance at like me personally, and like didn't really know who I was or like didn't really talk to me or like at first thought being in a band was kind of stupid or things like that. And just about like now it's like I get hit up by people all the time from my high school that are like, wow, this is so cool what you're doing, like, oh my god. I'm like, we didn't say a single word to each other all of high school, like I was like, and I know you didn't like me, so like why are we talking now? So Forget Me Now is kind of one of those songs where it's just like, well, I'm not gonna waste my time here, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna go do something better, and like I bet you won't be able to forget my name now. So kind of that kind of thing. It's kind of just wanting to be like that omnipresent force that like we want to be, to that point where people like can't turn on a radio without hearing one of our songs, or can't go onto the TV, well, MTV doesn't play music videos, but you know, that kind of thing, can't go online without seeing an article or something.
I guess that was like the one like showboaty song. It's just like, this is like the one where we can, all right, we have done a lot, you know,
we,
let's celebrate that for a second.
I mean, like, because it was about that feeling where it's like my whole high school basically went onto YouTube that night and like saw like my band's video like up on the home screen, and it was just like, you know, they weren't searching for it, it was just there,
yeah.
Like, which was like kind of like a cool feeling, and it was just like I told you I was gonna do something. So
the one part on the album where you got to brag a little bit.
Yeah,
it's basically
I think that's good to be able to do. I think a lot of artists feel weird about that, or just always forcing themselves to be very like, we're not worthy.
I think it's important. Yeah, I think it's important to be like, to be humble, to remember like it's the fans that make you, and the fans can, if they're not there, they'll break you. That's it. Like if they turn their backs on you, then you don't have anything. Like it's not just you, but like, you know, a lot of artists, us included, like slave over this their entire lives and put so much of their being into this. It's like, you should be proud of what you've done. You should be able to say like, hey, look at what I've done. I'm really proud of this, in a very genuine, like honest way, not in a cocky, like I'm the best thing and that's ever was way, you know, because we don't think that about ourselves. We don't think that like, we're not like, we're the best band that ever existed and we're going to be the biggest band that ever was. Like, no, we just, this is what we do and we're really proud of it because we love doing this.
And those kids in high school weren't fans anyways.
I don't like them.
Who knows?
And leading into that song on the album is Running With The Wild Things. And that sounds like you guys asserting yourselves as like, we're too big for this town. We want to do better things.
Kind of, yeah.
I mean, figuratively.
Yeah.
It's just like, kind of like,
it was, it's
we're
even,
ready to, you know, go do it.
It's even more than that. It like goes even further than that, where it's like the cage is really, it's not just the town. The cage is just like, the cage is basically like the society's attempt at standardization of like people. It's just like, you know, people don't realize, I guess I was kind of thinking about this the other day, and this sounds like a really like far stretch, but it's really not. It's just, the last 100 years is a very short time in history. Like, so much happened. And, like, mass production has become such a thing. Like, you know, like, with, like, the Forever 21s and awesome clothing stores. It's, like, as soon as, like, one trend comes out, everyone has it all of a sudden. It's everywhere. So, you know, it's so easy for everyone to become carbon copies of everybody else. And we were, like, we don't want to be forced into this. We want to be more than that. We want to break out of that cage. We have so much more in us, and like we want to do so much more than this precedent that you've set for us and told us that we're supposed to do. So I guess that was kind of just the thing, and that's what we want to encourage our fans to do too, is like, we want to encourage them. It's just like, whatever it is that you're passionate about, whatever it is that you love to do, even from the smallest thing to like your life's career, life's work, we want you to do it the way that you want to do it, not just follow the precedent that someone else set out just because it's the precedent. So that was kind of like what that song was about, was just like breaking out of that.
Yeah. And with the line about like reading from the textbooks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like how things are like messages are mass produced for people.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, that's like, listen, like I'm not like, it's no hate to like school. Because, like, I'm back in school right now. I'm doing online school. Like, you know what? No one's here is hating on school and saying you shouldn't go to school. But, you know, obviously we did things differently. We didn't go to college. And, you know, there's a lot of times where you're just given busy work or things are just, like, it's totally. Just memorization and regurgitation.
Standardized
and like,
tests.
Yeah, there's so much more than that. It's, like, you should be learning. You should be passionate about, you should, even, like, while you're in school, you should be passionate about going to school because you should be passionate about learning, but you don't have to learn by memorization and regurgitation. Like, take it in. Really, like, know the world around you. Like, you know, there's so much around you at all times. Like, you don't have to just be, you know, like, you know, all ducks lined up in a row and doing what everyone else is doing. And
this on the overhead projector in that science class you were talking about before.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. So, run a little army here.
Ghouls for fools.
Nah.
Look at me.
I like school.
That was a Mr. Deeds quote.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like school.
So when you guys worked on In Our Bones, you worked with a lot of like different producers and co-writers. Was that a new aspect of the band? What was that like getting used to?
It's pretty new.
Yeah,
we
dabbled on Gravity.
Yeah, we'd only had two writers that we worked with.
And our producer.
Three writers on Gravity. And then this time we did the gauntlet of just a bunch of them in a row, and it was definitely a really good learning experience. Like, we definitely learned a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like speed dating.
Yeah it was.
Yeah
But you like get real intimate real quick.
Yeah.
That's the thing that's weird about it, is that like when you're writing a song, it's like you're trying to put a piece of your soul into this song, like no matter what, you know, side of it it is. So it's just like this person comes in the room, it's like, hi, I'm a total stranger, all right, tell me every deep feeling you've ever had. And it's just like, well, okay, here we go. So that was kind of it. It was just like, you know, trying to be comfortable with literally putting yourself out there completely.
And when a song starts that way, how does it get going? Do you already have some music that you've written? Does it just completely start from square one, meeting a person?
I mean, a lot of the times our music does tend to start with like, yeah, like an instrumental idea, you know, and then we'll kind of
catch
whatever kind of vibe it has. And Christy will run with the lyric. But, I mean, when writing this record, it was kind of like we wanted to just, you know, get in the studio every day and just start from scratch, just keep writing songs. Yeah. So sometimes it was kind of like, you know, where do we go today? Like, do you have any ideas?
Yeah.
Like, any words that, like, you like today or any, like, lyrics, anything?
Someone would just be, like, fiddling in the corner with a guitar or piano until someone said, hey, you catch something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was cool. It gave, like, a lot of creative space.
And the
no wrong answers.
Yeah.
The album's so varied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think if we did have one, maybe it was unspoken, like, goal, I guess, going in, it was probably that. We didn't want it to, every song to sound like the same song rearranged, you know?
Yeah. We didn't want there to be, like, you know, we didn't want songs, like, 6 through 10 to be, like, B versions of the first songs that are just, like, the lesser versions of them that are just kind of this, like, filler stuff. Like, we wanted each song to have its own voice and its own story and be able to stand out by itself, and like we wanted the ability to release any song we wanted as a single. So we didn't want to have to, you know, be like, okay, these are the three songs that everyone's gonna know and then the rest of the album is just gonna be for the very deep fans. We wanted every song to have a chance at that, like at being the song. So,
and like we were just talking before the podcast got started, it sounds like you guys are going into a new era presenting this whole album, where on the Warped Tour you were playing, you said, just three songs off of In Our Bones.
Yeah.
And now you're revamping things to be ready to play what sounds like almost the whole thing.
Yeah.
Practically, yeah.
We're playing a bunch of them. It's been really cool. I mean, this is the first time in like 2 years that we've been able to play new songs. So
okay.
It's really nice to be able to like have some diversity to the set, some slower parts and some like exciting lighting parts and stuff like that. So it's been fun.
So what were the three songs that were already getting played?
What did we play?
Wild Things, Runaway.
Yeah, Runaway, and then Wasteland.
Wasteland. There's one more. Okay, we played like four.
Yeah.
One
day we probably played five.
Well, yeah, one day we played Young Relentless.
It changed. We kind of figured out what was working.
We originally had five, but it was a 7-song set, so we were playing 5 new songs and only 2 of the like the older songs. And I think people wanted to hear some of like the older songs as well because that's what they knew. So
yeah,
it needed a little bit of better balance. So like, 4 songs off the record, and then 3 of Gravity. Yeah.
How do you think you guys fit in with the rest of Warped Tour?
I mean,
it was definitely an interesting fit. Yeah, I think we're a little more different on the outside of it. But I think it worked.
I think
it's
not
a lot of awesome people.
It's not necessarily the sound that set us totally different, because there were other there's been like Bebe Rexha played it last year, and like Katy Perry's played it, and like things like that. So it's not like our sound was so crazy. I think it was just like more our style, I guess, because we haven't really done a lot of touring with those 4 band package tours. We haven't done a lot of those or anything like that. So it was kind of a world that we were unfamiliar with. We were kind of just doing our own thing and mulling around before Warped Tour. So it was our first time kind of really being a true player in the band world and being really involved in that, which was really cool for us, and getting to meet so many people and make so many friends. And, it was a lot of fun for us.
Because there's bands that have been doing that most years for 15 years, so they're used to the hangouts every night and who's going where and where to get in line for drinks and where the food is and the clicks and all that. It's, you guys were just yo, what's up?
Yeah, the first day
was definitely intimidating.
The first day when everyone was hugging each other and what's up, and we're just oh man, we're just sitting at the back of the trailer watching everybody.
I thought I would know more people. I really thought, because we know people, so I really thought I would there would be a bunch of people that
I knew. I think we knew a good amount of people, but knowing those people when there's 60 other bands that they know just as well, if not even better, you don't see them that much. It's like, I know every other band here just as well as I know you, so I have to go spread my time between everyone.
We ended up hanging out a lot with Rome, who was already our friends, which is I guess kind of the opposite of what we were supposed to do, but we just love those guys.
Clinging on to the people that are friends.
We're we're not the most social people, not in a bad in a shy way. We had just gotten off stage and I was in the trailer and I was putting away one of my shirts or whatever, one of my stage shirts or whatever, grabbing something, and Jenna McDougal came up and introduced herself, and I was just oh hi, hello, nice, you're great. I was why can't I speak? I'm just get so weird meeting.
Our intentions are good. We want to be social. It's
we just don't know how to speak in front
of it's a challenge sometimes.
This is okay because I'm just talking.
But we made some good friends though.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
We made friends with a lot of people I would never thought we would have made friends
yeah,
with.
Yeah, for sure.
People I've been listening to since I was 6 years old.
I ended up singing a duet with We the Kings every day, which was really cool because I listened to We the Kings when I was younger. So I was just this is so cool. I remember Skyway Avenue and stuff like that. I was just this is awesome. So, and Yellow Card, Ryan Key came over when we did these acoustic sessions in our trailer, and we were doing one with Travis Clark, and Ryan Key and Sean from Yellow Card came over, and we're just we want to do one of these. And I was just
great. Cool. That made it a lot easier. I don't have to muster up the courage to go ask you.
It was cool. And those they're such cool guys. It was so much fun to hang out with them. So
and they've been doing this since the early 2000s, and this is their last tour. And hanging out with
For them to think something that we were doing was cool. They wanted
was
to do like
time,
a collaboration with us. Because we were doing these acoustic videos and having other singers on the tour come in.
Yeah.
And the fact that they thought it was cool enough that they wanted to be involved with it was just cool. That's cool. Stoked.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Highlight.
Awesome. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Let's drop in some more new music. Let's we've been talking about Running with the Wild Things. Here it is. You can't keep us down forever. We got to make for the change. You're up to something. Let's run this down as the day that we start something. Guys mentioned, using air quotes here, 4 band package tours.
Oh yeah, I just meant those were I don't know, I didn't know what a good word to call it was. I just meant there's a lot of tours where bands know each other and they all make so much sense. The tour, it's just they're like the perfect tour for like those fans. And I guess we didn't really have band friends yet, and we also our sound was a little bit more pop and like a little bit different, so it's like we never like got on any of those, I guess. Whoever's singing right now sounds beautiful. Like, this is angelic.
We have to go over there after.
There's for those listening, there is a artist visiting / performance going on behind us in the Billboard office
sounds,
right now.
It sounds beautiful.
And with the tours, though, like we were just talking about, you said it can be tough to get in on like the bands who always tour with each other. But yeah. On the flip side of that, I hear grumbling sometimes that a lot of times bands just tour with each other over and over, and it's like not very imaginative and kind of limiting for the fans. So I think coming in fresh like you guys are, open-minded, that's...
Yeah, I feel like we've been that band before, the one that they bring in sometimes, because we're always like, a tour where it's like, okay, these two or three bands should obviously be touring together. And then it's like, oh, Against the Current. It's like, all right, like they fit into it, but they're definitely not quite... what everyone else is bringing to the table, so
yeah,
it's like a little different.
I mean, it'd be cool to do those tours.
Yeah, that was the thing. It's just we didn't know anyone yet, so we didn't really like get in on that.
Yeah, I think most of the artists,
because people like do like, we kind of did the reverse. Like people do like do Warped Tour like earlier, you know. Like we did Warped Tour kind of late, like after we'd already been on like our headlining world tour and stuff like that, and then we did Warped Tour. So then it was like going back to square one, like to meet everybody and like introduce ourselves like to everybody after we had already done all this touring. So, cross my legs here. Okay.
And there were some dates that had been scheduled for the November, December, the end of 2016. Those have been rescheduled for 2017 as you get the show together. So what can we look forward to then? Do you have openers picked out yet?
We're really excited.
Cruisers coming and Beach Weather. Yeah. And we love both of them.
They're awesome.
Some great songs.
Beach Weather we just had with us in Europe and as well, which was a lot of fun. And we were actually, they were on our bus too. So we had a lot of fun with those guys. Those guys are great. So really excited. And we're really excited to meet Cruiser because we like love their whole thing. We just haven't met them yet. So we're really excited to hang out with them now too.
Yeah. Yeah, we got some. They're really good.
I think this is the best. Sonically, the best tour we've ever been on.
Some really, really good
step
bands.
It up.
Yeah.
Here. So
it's exciting.
Yeah.
So three artists, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And when you guys take the stage, it sounds like you've been planning some new production on stage, ways of translating the songs from In Our Bones to live. What's new? What's going to be different since Warped? Besides the fact that there's just more songs.
We changed up stage plot. We got some new lighting and production in. So we're really big on visuals when we play live. So we want like this to be like a complete show visually and sonically. So we work really hard at it. So hopefully it translates.
Maybe a few things are played a little differently than maybe you've heard.
Yeah.
Since the last time, you know, we played your city like a year ago probably. So a lot of things.
You'll have to come and find out.
Hopefully they add up to an awesome experience for anyone that comes out. So
I had an awesome time.
Yeah.
You haven't done it yet.
awesome time.
We've played the set though, like in Europe.
Yeah, I think you meant on the US store. I'm like, you haven't done it.
I went in the future.
Oh, okay. I'm glad it was good.
It was good, it was a great tour.
And before the cast, when you guys were talking, it sounded like you mentioned another guitarist.
Yeah, we
We
have we usually have two live musicians who play with us, since we don't have a bass player or another guitar player or someone who, you know, kind of fiddles on whatever. So we really like to like have that big, you know, live concert feeling. So we have a few other guys that tour with us. So this tour, actually the first time we're really gonna have one other person playing with us live.
I think it'll be good. We're really big on like making the show feel like as live as possible and trying to play everything we can. So
yeah, we don't want
to
get
even though
there
it's obviously all tracked, like I don't even sing, like
Christina,
not even me on the record. I'm just kidding.
Kind of pump your fists.
Yeah.
You're like the hype person.
I am. Oh my god, I want to be a hype man one day. That's what I want to be when I grow up.
So this extra person fills in guitar or some bass too?
Both. Yeah.
We're really testing this person because they're going to be playing bass on some songs, then playing guitar on some songs, back and forth the whole night. So keep them on their toes.
Some cello.
From the songs you mentioned from the new album that you've already played live at Warped, it sounds like the more like rock, pop, punk side of the band was what was being tested live already, and it seems like some of the more pop or electronic things were being saved.
Yeah, I mean, we were definitely, there's no, we're not going to lie and say we weren't trying to somewhat cater to, you know, the average Warped Tour goer. But, I mean, it was also just fun to play all those super high energy rock songs in a set.
Yeah, I mean, we grew up going to Warped Tour, like me and Will, and like Will's brother's band was on it, and like we've always...
What was that band?
Weird Thing Crowd.
Okay.
We've always been going, like always been a fan of all those bands, so it was really cool to be able to do that, like, in our career. Like, just doing that once was awesome, so it was a lot of fun.
Do you find yourself often getting called a pop punk band?
Depends on... Yeah, I don't know.
I would say, I mean, it's starting to phase out, maybe. I don't know. It's just...
I feel like...
You don't think so?
I guess we get it sometimes. I mean, like, we get called pop punkers. That's
I would say once you put the record out, it started fading away more. Because people... Yeah.
Which
we had a more space to make a statement and show people what, you know...
But I also think it's like...
really sounded like...
I think people who called us pop punk also didn't always necessarily mean it. Like, I think sometimes it's just like... We're not, like, we're pop, but we're not, like, obviously, like, Katy Perry pop. So it's just, like, they just automatically go into that, like...
Before we discovered what we were.
Pop punk is also just, like, it's such, like, a broad spectrum to some people. Like, no one, like, you know, there are some bands that are, like, this is pop punk. But, like, there's a lot of times where pop punk is just used for, like, a very broad spectrum of things. And, like, I think we just kind of got thrown in that category before we really, like, announced who we were.
An easy way of people expressing coming from a scene or having a certain kind of fan base.
Like a band that's like not heavy, but that's also kind of rock, but also that's kind of pop.
Yeah, I mean, like, so we had our foot in you know, both doors. Like, we were very conscious and aware of what was going on in, like, you know, using air quotes again, like the scene. And then also aware of like things on, you know, a different level, like a more like mainstream, like pop level, you know. So, and we kind of picked what we liked from both of them,
mm-hmm.
and did our own thing. So we were kind of back and forth, like, you know, we did tours with. What?
She was just talking about the singer.
Oh, okay. Oh wait, I'm done. Never mind.
Okay. Oh, you did tours with.
We've done some
we've been like that kind of different band on more like, you know, pop rock, pop punk kind of tours. So, mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at our track record, I guess. You could say it, but we like to call ourselves more pop alternative.
Okay.
Kind of deal. That's what we've been saying lately.
Yeah, and just, I mean, I think you could maybe call Running with the Wild Things a pop punk song, but for the rest of the album, it's just not really accurate. It's kind of lazy, probably, to just call the band that.
Yeah. I guess so. Or just, like, just not knowing what else to put it in, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, people, I think one of the things is just, like, there's only, like, so many genres that are, like, I mean, there's, like, a billion genres now, but there are only so many genres that are, like, you know, everybody knows what you're talking about when you say it. So I think it's just, like, that's where, you know, where people go to. That's where their minds automatically go to. We call ourselves pop alternative. So that's our term.
It's a new revelation. I think it sums it up.
Yeah, because it's, like, it's pop, but, and it's also, like, we'd be on, like, if we were on the radio, it'd probably be, like, on, like, alt radio more than, like, pop radio, though. But it's still, like, pop music, but it's not pop punk, so... We started calling ourselves Pulp. We're Pulp.
You're listening to Pulp Radio.
So let's play the people something that shows like the softer side of the band, the more pop ballady side. Let's play In Our Bones.
The acoustic track.
We went there.
Looking forward to next year. We've talked a lot about the tour you have going. I wanted to ask, though, what, besides that, are you just more focused on playing live and live band activities, or is making new music and writing also a priority?
Literally both.
Yeah.
So you can do both at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're trying to.
A lot of bands can't. It's not what they want to do.
Yeah, I don't know if we've really... We never tried, but we're going to try.
We'll go and take a walk at it.
Yeah.
Give it the old college try. See how it goes.
College.
Uni try.
The college try.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
So you have the U.S. tour early next year, and what does the band have in store beyond that?
Well, most of the U.S. tours.
Most of the U.S. tours this year.
All yeah, but two shows. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scheduled. And then what's announced?
Nothing
yet.
So then what's happening?
We've got lots of things, but we just are not telling
touring,
anybody.
Yeah.
It's a lot of touring.
Yeah.
Maybe like some different types of tours though.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
We are going to be doing some writing though for something.
Secrets are no fun. But you have to live with them anyway.
Is opening up for bands something you're still open to?
Yeah, for sure. Supporting is very, very fun.
It is.
Very, very stress-free.
Yeah.
Like headlining is too, when you do it for like, you know.
Yeah.
We're
2 years straight almost or something.
We're grateful to have been able to like headline as much as we have, but we definitely want to like, you know, go on some other tours and like, you know,
meet new fans, stuff like that,
you know. And, like, just get to hang out with other bands, too. It's just, like, you just have no time. Like, even when you bring out bands you like, you really just don't even have time to hang out, like, when you're headlining. Because it's just, like, you have, like, space in between things, but there's always something. Like, there's always something. Or you're just, like, trying to eat. Like, you're just trying to, like, be like, I need to eat because I haven't eaten in 3 days. So, like, I just need to get in food right now. So.
Do you starve yourself?
No, just, like, I feel like I never have time. Like, I feel like I just don't have time some days.
Okay. You got to fast, Dan.
Yeah.
You got to fast, man.
I guess it's missed that.
Sounds like some time next year to promote the album or expand the fan base.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Once you're not having all the pressures of headlining, maybe open for an awesome big artist.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I would love to. Katy Perry, hit me up. I'm ready. I love you.
Some big Fueled by Ramen artists, like maybe Paramore tour happen next year.
That would be
putting ideas
hey,
out
if
there.
If they'd have us, man.
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be incredible.
Mm. Cool. So this was really fun. Thanks for. Yeah. Oh, any more football? How about like a Giants prediction for this year? Giants are 4-3 now, right?
Yeah.
Tom Brady's gonna sweep the league.
Are you a Patriots fan?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's what's happening.
Hopefully,
right?
I drafted him first
for my fantasy football team, and then forfeited the first four.
He made it all worth it last week, didn't he?
You didn't forfeit. You lost.
What do you have, like a 40?
Well, I didn't have a team.
You could have still. That's what the waiver wire's for.
Oh,
it's like just having someone on bye.
I've never played before.
I had half my team on bye.
Tom was going to be grabbing points on the
I like that. He put all of his faith in Tom Brady.
Yeah,
literally
the called the Tom Brady. Yeah.
He's not even playing. He's going to get those points, though.
Yeah, no. We've won every game since.
What do you have, a 40-point
Yeah, 30-something last week? 30-something.
The Buffalo game.
I thought it was almost like 40.
Destroyed him, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's won every game.
I mean, I hate Tom Brady though.
I hate Tom Brady, but he is an awesome quarterback, and
he's like a fine wine.
He really just gets better with age.
And you know, they play to win.
And
that's all I can say about that team. They play
to win.
They do play to win.
Well, you like the Giants, so you have some bragging rights towards Tom Brady and the band.
Well, yeah, I mean, he choked when it mattered. So. Okay. You know,
he didn't have his Uggs on.
He got his feet were a little cold. Yeah, cool. He didn't have any of his cashmere mittens on or anything like that. No, but I mean, like, hey, I mean, they're a great team. And they have, I think we have the same amount of rings as they do. So, you know, there's that. But it's nice to have a perfect season, but I'd rather have an imperfect season and a Super Bowl ring than have an almost perfect season and no Super Bowl ring. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah,
I didn't see anyone catching their footballs on helmets on the Patriots, you know, so that's just me.
I don't know. I don't watch football.
I just know what I like.
I
just bought a vintage, like, Giants, like, varsity jacket with, like, the leather sleeves, and it's so cool. Definitely seen some use. It's got, like, some weird questionable stains, but it's awesome. I'm going to wear it at the game this Sunday. I'm so excited. I'm row 8. I'm going to lose my mind. I might hit somebody. Like,
or get hit by a football.
Or, yeah, I would love to get hit by a football because then I would have touched the game ball. Like, that's great. Like, you know?
Prime position to grab a t-shirt from the big gun when they shoot them out.
Yeah, yeah. Or prime position to jump over and grab OBJ. I love OBJ. Except I love Victor Cruz more. He's my boy. But I'm actually, like, Sterling Shepard, really. Like, I think, that, like, that's my simmering crush, you know?
Pick one.
I don't have to pick one. Okay.
I wouldn't, like, mess with OBJ during the game because he probably would, like,
goof
around and then just, like, get, like, flagged or something.
Wait, is he the one who pushed
the net?
The net,
yeah.
And hit him? That was funny.
So but don't then, egg him on.
He does it every time.
But now he hugs the net when he scores a touchdown and he proposed to it last time.
Oh.
He went a little far. He needs to stop now.
Okay.
That's why I like Victor Cruz. He's a good, wholesome guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta have a nice, wholesome guy.
Yeah, he's like, you know, whatever.
Respectable.
We're not the best team right now, but we are the best team, so that's fine.
Sure. Okay.
Sure.
Boom. The statement on Tom Brady, the Giants, it's all out there. It's out there. So, thanks. If there's anything else you guys want to touch on? I think we called a lot out, the album, the tour.
Yeah, we're going on tour in North America real soon.
Woo!
As you're listening.
This November and December.
Woo!
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a wrap then.
Yeah.
Against
thanks
the current.
Having
thanks
us.
So much, guys.
Yeah. Is this paradise or a darker side?
That's it. That's the show. I was really excited to hear that this was their first ever podcast interview as a band. They've already done a lot, but in a lot of ways, they're just starting out, and they've got a lot of ways to go. So, as you could probably tell, I've been really invested in these guys throughout the year. So check out their album. It's called In Our Bones. That came up many times in the podcast, but once again, album out. It's called In Our Bones. It's on Spotify and Apple and all that stuff. As you heard in the podcast, you go hear more of it for yourself. So, if that's your first time listening to the headliner interview, you came on for Against the Current because you love them, well, we do this every week on the Pop Shop Podcast. The headliner interview, I host it. Long form, deep interview with someone interesting in the world of music. And also, there's other various episodes of Pop Shop throughout the week. If you came here because you're used to hearing Keith and Katie, rest assured they still do their episode every week, their chart talk and their interviews. They'll be back in a few days. To make sure you hear them and me and everyone else on Pop Shop every week, subscribe to it on iTunes. Get the episode for free automatically. And if you like it, or if you don't like it, give us a star rating on iTunes and feedback. That all helps very, very much. So look forward to Katie and Keith in a few days. I'm Chris Payne, and I'll see you next Thursday. Bye-bye.